Hello, Master. I'm so glad that you changed your mind and decided to visit me tonight. And don't you look perfect as always? You know, I'll never get over how alluring and exciting it is to be owned by someone who is so much bigger than me. That thought alone makes me weak in my knees. I, being so small and frail and fragile compared to you, and how big and strong you are, how if you wanted, you could snap my neck like a twig and I couldn't do anything about it. But you don't. You are always gentle and kind with me, unless I need the other side of you. And there is another side of you, and I must confess, it makes me even more turned on than the kind side of you. I like that when, and it happens often, I mess up, you're always there to correct me. When I'm foolish with a potion, or I don't practice spells like you've asked me to do, or sometimes I just forget meaningless little things, you're always there to hold me accountable. You never falter, and you never fail. You're always so constant, so present. I appreciate that about you. You know, most witches like me would stray away from this kind of life. I mean, our life. I love our life, but it would turn a lot of people away. You need specific things and have a specific way you like to live your life. I'm fine with that. I've made a home here and nestled out a little corner where we can just exist. But I have to say, I didn't think that you would come tonight. Let me explain. When I told you a couple of weeks ago, in the heat of the moment, that I wanted to give the man who has everything something he doesn't have, you thought that I was just in the moment, talking the way that you like. But I meant it, Master, when I told you I wanted you to fuck a baby into me. You seemed like it was just a sex thing and we've moved on past it, but then I told you I had stopped conducting my monthly spell that keeps me from getting pregnant. And just for a moment, I thought you were angry. I thought that you were cross with me. And I asked you if you weren't, you could show up on this date and this time and see me. You have such a busy life and such a full schedule that I always appreciate any time that you block out for me. Whether it's the special time that we share with each other or just to teach me something new that I didn't already know, I savor every single one of those moments like they're the last. But I need you. I want you. I have to have you in every single way that there is. And tonight is that night. You already own me, Master. That's apparent from the collar that I wear to even that not so pleasant in the moment, but pleasant now, brand you decided to give me. I'm all yours. Nobody else is. And that in itself is something beautiful. I've submitted to you completely. I've given you all of me. And that's one of the biggest gifts I could give you. And you've given me so many amazing gifts by making me yours. There's so many other witches out there that you could have picked, but you picked me. And you make me feel so special for it. But you see, there's one way that you haven't marked me. And yes, Master, that's what I speak of. You see, you've come inside me so many times, and it's lovely every single time that you do. To be honest, I'm addicted to your cum. I love it in every way that I can get, but when you come inside me, that is the most perfect moment. I know when you come inside me that I've been good, that I've fulfilled every whim that you had asked of me. And when I'm bad, of course, you beat me and come over my face or have me swallow it, which I assure you, Master, I still appreciate. But it's when you come inside me that makes me lose it. I'm so turned on even thinking about it now. And the fact that you're here to do a specific task for a specific reason makes me almost animal in how hungry I am for you. And now, Master, I kneel here between your feet with my face turned up to yours, my eyes locked on yours. Do you remember, Master, how difficult it used to be for me to look at you in the eyes? I can do that now. But I'm here asking you to please push yourself inside me tonight. Take no care with me. And flood my cunt with your cum. Will you do that for me, Master? Please. It would make me the happiest girl in the world. Your girl. Thank you, Master. I promise I won't disappoint you. I've proven myself to be a worthy and perfect slut for you. I do whatever you ask me when you ask me. And that is saying something, considering when we first met, I was so trying and willful, and you broke me of that. Thank you, Master, for that. I think you deserve a present from me, and I'm giving it to you. But first things first. Master, will you please let me suck your cock? I want to feel how hard and present and perfect you are in my mouth. I want you to show me how perfect it's going to be when you finally push it into me tonight. Oh, thank you, Master. And look how perfectly hard you already are. I have a sneaking suspicion that this turns you on more than you would ever admit. What's that? But of course I know what I'm asking of you.
I... want to... worship you the way you deserve to be worshipped. Your cock is absolute perfection. That is attached to the most perfect man and most powerful wizard I've ever met. I love how you taste. I never get tired of it. And I'm sorry, Master. I'm already so turned on and ready. I don't think I can take it anymore. What's that? Silly me. I should know that even despite this situation and how much you might adore me, you do love watching me come undone and beg. And I'm not above it. So, I'll scoot back and prop myself back on my elbows and do this. Can you see how wet and needy and turned on your perfect little slut is, Master? Just the idea alone of you fucking a baby into me has me beside myself. I need you to loom over me and press yourself relentlessly into me over and over until I come and clench and clamp onto your cock and milk every single drop of your precious cum from you. And I promise I won't waste any. I've often heard there's a technique where I can lift my hips up to you that it stays settled inside of me. I would be an absolutely worthless whore to waste any of your cum, Master. Thank you, Master. Feeling you get on top of me and how heavy your body feels against me has me so ready for you. I'm feeling your cock run the length of me, collecting my wetness onto you. Please press it inside me, Master. Please put your cock inside me. Please, please give me what I want and what I need. Yes, Master. I love your cock. It stretches me and fills me and makes me feel so perfectly full. I'm my most loved and wanted and needed. With your cock inside me, it's where I feel most perfect and fulfilling my purpose. I'm feeling you at the end of me and stay there. Oh, Master, I can feel how much you love me in these moments. It's the only everything I'm good for. Being ready and wet and waiting, set 3 perfect holes for you. Only yours. I'm thinking that you found me worthy enough to come inside me is going to make me come. Can I please come around your cock, master? Please. Yes. Do you feel that, master? Do you feel my cunt gripping you, urging you to come? Please. Please come inside me, master. Please flood my cunt with your cum. I know you've been saving it for days. And now is the perfect time, the perfect hour for you to give me what I want, to give us both what you want. So please, please make me a worthy whore and give me purpose. Give me what I'm meant to do. Come inside me. Yes, yes, like that. Yes, come. Filling you spill inside me is always a treat, but even more so tonight. Tonight, it has meaning. No, 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 no. Please, master, don't move from me. I want to feel you make my cunt airtight with your cock, having it plug me so not one drop of you can spill from me. I love you, master. And I can't wait to produce the air for you that you so richly desire.